Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, February the 22nd, 2011. In Gaza on Tuesday, a worker has been wounded by fire from the Israeli army. The man was with a group of other workers gathering materials for reuse and construction near to the border when Israeli soldiers opened fire on them. In the West Bank, the homes of a Bedouin community in the South Hebron Hills have been bulldozed by Israeli authorities. A total of five tents, which housed approximately 50 residents, were demolished early on Monday morning, together with the community's olive trees and water sources. The residents had moved to the area from a kilometre away due to harassment from local settlers. On Tuesday, the Israeli army bulldozed over 230 olive trees near Bethlehem. The uprooted trees were then confiscated by the army. The land was cleared in the village of Juba, which is located to the south of Bethlehem. The Israeli-run Jerusalem municipality has not approved on Monday plans to extend the illegal settlement of Har Hamah, north of Bethlehem. Plans had been submitted for approval to extend the settlement by a further 60 acres, and it has been speculated that the rejection of these plans are at least in part a result of international political pressure, following the US decision to veto the Palestinian attempts to have Israeli settlement activity condemned by the UN. On Monday, Palestinian, Israeli and international activists protested and held vigils in front of Canadian embassies organised by the Committee for the Defence of the Rights of the Lutheran Villages. The committee represents residents from Palestinian villages that were forcibly expelled from their lands by Israeli occupying forces in 1967. The protests and vigils targeted the Canadian embassies because of Canada's role in the whitewashing of the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians that took place in 1967. It did this by helping fund the construction of a park named Canada Park on the lands of the destroyed villages. The park currently serves as a recreational space for Israelis. The Wadi Hilwa Information Centre, based in the Sil 1 neighbourhood of East Jerusalem, has published a response to an article from the Israeli daily newspaper Mariv, branding the article slanderous. The article claims that the centre's director, Jawad Siam, protests the actions of the State of Israel, whilst being a paid employee of the Jerusalem municipality, allegations Siam denies. The timing of the piece comes when Siam is facing legal troubles with the Israeli authorities, with an assault case lodged against him by the Jerusalem police still pending. Speaking to an audience that included a number of Israeli officials, including President Shimon Peres and Culture Minister Limor Livnat, British author Ian McEwan strongly criticised Israel's policies of land confiscation and the Israeli law of the right of return, which applies only to Jews and not to indigenous Arabs. Speaking in Jerusalem over the weekend, McEwan accepted the Jerusalem Prize for his literary achievement as a writer, but used the occasion to challenge the Israeli officials in the audience. Israeli officials did not respond to McEwan's criticism in their public statements about the fair. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Sokaro Prahizia.